The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We all ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully hot.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Sparkle!
Some bullshit,
no! I wanted to package you with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the press or stand.
Take that, motherfucker!
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Kick is away from Bryant, and it is good! Matt Bryant hits a 40-yard field goal, and the Falcons go to 4-0.
The ball is spotted, the kick is away, and the kick is no good! They do win! Oh, my goodness, what an ending to a football game!
The Eagles go 3-1. Hunt has missed three tonight. Can he win it from 41 yards out? The snap, the spot, the kick on the way, and it is good! Redskins win it.
The kick is good. It's good. The Cardinals win it in overtime. And they remain unbeaten as they go to 4-0. They beat the Dolphins.
Jay Philly, the Iceman. Ice water in his veins.
Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim, John. He made the kick. He called the snap and ran up and did it soccer style.
But the Dolphins covered, didn't they? They covered.
Yep.
Boy, I tell you, Vegas made a lot of money, man. I noticed, I was listening to the guy on the radio, and he said something about it, so I looked at it, and I noticed that people were betting heavy on the Cardinals, and yet the line was going down. And I'm thinking, wait. So, yeah, the Dolphins covered. That was pretty cool. And, you know, the Falcons just make me sick to my heart after that game, because Julio Jones gets nothing, all right, for my fantasy team. He gets nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And I had Michael Turner on my bench because I stuck him in there for Michael LeSueur, who sucked, and Michael Turner went crazy. I lost my first game of the year this year in our keeper league due to my mistakes.
Yes, you did, and you lost to my son.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yes.
Oh, I don't feel so bad. I don't feel so bad. He's a freshman in college, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, that was his graduation present from last year.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You had Julio Jones, but he had Roddy White.
Right, and I mean, you know, I tell you what, I'm putting Julio Jones in this week against the Redskins. Sorry, his secondary, he's going to get 300 yards.
Yeah. I didn't really care who I was playing because I had high score of the week, so.
Well, good for you. Good for you. It's about to go on time. Maybe somebody can write a new article and replace that one that I've had up there, because now that I've lost, it looks pretty
silly. Yeah, and you never did the picture after you...
I haven't had time.
Oh, man. Anyway, nobody even knows what the hell we're talking about, so let's move on.
Right. Well, you know, if they signed up for the premium edition, Tom,
right.
then they'd know.
Yes, I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour. Show number 207.
Ta-da!
Let's see here. You didn't hear any close game-ending calls there from the Dallas Cowboys. They were not in any close game this weekend.
No. You know what? I'll tell you what we should do is we should get Tilliard to say show 207 through like show 230. Just record us that. Show 222.
There's your homework, Tilliard.
There's your homework, John.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. Yeah, just go on up through like 221 or so. By then, Tom and I will beat each other's throats. We won't do any more shows.
coming up, Sylvester Deardorff.
Oh, God.
Why Tom likes RG3.
Well, that ought to be interesting. I mean, he is a fine young man, yes. And I do believe he is the fourth highest-rated passer in the NFL.
Let's see. The real refs are back, but nothing really changed.
Nobody likes him. Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Nobody likes him.
Did not matter. Right. Vince Wilfork's wife likes texting. We'll get into that. I was looking at some headlines from around the league. You know, these came from various right. sources, you know, websites, newspapers. You know, there's people that still read newspapers, John?
Get out of here.
No, there are. There are. I talked to a few people, actually.
Yeah, there's... Sid Luckman and the Bears look pretty good this year. We saw it right here in the Tribune.
I did used to enjoy the sports page while I was sitting on the toilet, you know?
I used to have a ritual, man, where, you know, there was certain things that you did while you were in there that didn't include playing with yourself, but had other things that made your mind feel pretty good after work. And, you know, you'd go from the sports page to the comics, and by
right.
the time you were done your cigarette, everything was done. It was
exactly.
perfect.
Exactly.
You study the stats, everything was done. Wednesday was stat day.
Right.
Right. Wednesday, everybody knew that when I came home from work, you better not be in the bathroom. I'm coming in there. See, women don't good. Understand, man. It's the peaceful place in the house, a place where we can think.
Yeah, and I always like the Friday section of the USA Today Sports because it had all the game capsules and the offensive and defensive rankings and, you know, the injuries, everything was all nice there in a neat package.
Right. See, I mean, you know, people like my son, who's 16 years old and doesn't understand how these things used to work. I
right.
can remember getting up on Monday morning, going out and buying the USA Today so I could
yes.
tabulate fantasy scores
right.
before 11 o'clock so the league wouldn't start calling me.
Exactly.
I used to do it all on a piece of paper.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I used to have
kids these days.
I used to have a subscription to USA Today for that purpose. Anyway, these here's a few headlines for you. It was funny what you said about LeSure, because in Detroit the headline was LeSure Le Stinks.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I mean, he stuck the whole damn Lions Le Stink. What false advertising.
Right.
What false advertising.
In Cleveland it was We Smell Like Our Name.
What was the final score of their game? Remind me.
Oh, it wasn't bad. Was it 23-16 against the Ravens?
Yeah, I didn't think it was too. Yeah, that's right. It was against the Ravens, and it wasn't too bad. They made a late run of it, and I mean they're playing the Ravens, and what do they expect? They've got rookies all over the damn field. You got to let them progress.
Well, you know, but that's the thing. They've had these close games, and they've got a rookie quarterback. What if it had been Colt McCoy? You know, they don't give anybody a chance in Cleveland.
Oh, I know that. It's a frigged up mess over there when it comes to that kind of thing. But at least at some point, I mean, you know, I have a big, I shouldn't say begrudging because I really don't care, but I have a bit of respect for Cleveland's defense, man.
Oh, the defense is good, yeah.
Yeah, when I see one of my fantasy receivers is going to play against them, out they come because they're not going to do squad douche.
Well, it's okay right now with what's his name? Joe Hayden is on suspension. So as long as, mm-hmm. you know, for the couple more games there, it's okay.
But. Hang on a minute. Hold this show here. Let me make sure we've checked off that we've talked about the Browns for this month. We're done with that.
Okay. In Carolina, the headline is Cam Can't.
they're giving him too much of a hard time, man.
You think that's a hard time? In Dallas, the headline is Counting to Five with Tony Turnover.
It's like Elmo. They've got the count
right.
out there with Tony Romo.
He died. Did you hear that? He died.
I know he did, and he was probably up. He was probably up there looking down on Cowboys Stadium. One interception, two interception, five interception.
And of course, in New York, the headline is "It's Tebow time."
Oh man, I'll tell you what. Yeah, you know what? They have no offense. They haven't had any offense. Nobody. Remember, I said in the first podcast, were they playing possum? No. Just like that possum that's dead in the middle of the road because it looks like it got run over. It's not laying there to try to fool any predators. It got run the fuck over. And so did they.
Oh.
The Jets. I hate the Jets.
Be interesting if they go to Tebow and start winning, you know? I mean.
Don't stop believing.
What? What? Hang on a minute. Don't you start with that yet. I've barely gotten over last year for crying out loud, and I've got a splitting headache.
Aw.
Crying out loud. There's a presidential election coming up, and all these stupid Republicans are praying day and night.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Gives me a headache.
Jesus Christ.
Tebow is not allowed to go in until after November the 6th.
Tim Tebow!
Jesus Christ.
Trust me, after Obama wins again, there's going to need to be something to make people forget about everything else that's going on.
Well, speaking of the Jets, head coach Rex Ryan.
We got our ass kicked, and there's no two ways, ins or outs about it. Here's a recipe for getting your ass kicked.
Oh.
2 for 13 on third down, that's 15%. Four yep. turnovers, a block punt when they rush one guy, and giving up 245 yards rushing. How's that for a recipe?
Oh, cooking up some ass kicking up there in New York. Yeah, a block punt when they're rushing one guy.
One guy, I know. He ran right on in there and blocked the damn punt. I mean, you know what? I hate the Redskins special teams coach, and I'm laughing at that.
Right.
I'm laughing at that. That, I mean, I'm serious. The Jets put up a pathetic attempt at a performance the other day. That wasn't even football worthy.
Yeah, here, listen to Stephen A. talk about it.
The Jets are bums. Flat out bums. They stink. Plain and simple. I mean, this is disgraceful. What we saw last night, yesterday afternoon, they got straight up punked. They punked. Looked like garbage. They should be ashamed of themselves, and Rex Ryan is even worse because I'm trying to figure out how in the hell could you give them 2 days off? How does that happen?
Right.
How do you stink up the joint the way they stunk up MetLife Stadium yesterday, and you get 2 days off? How did that happen? If anything, they need extra work. They should have been there practicing last night after the game. I mean, this is just disgraceful. And let me be very, very clear. As bad as the defense was, I'm going to actually give them a little pass. Even though they gave up 245 yards rushing, I'm going to actually give them a little pass.
Well, how do you give them a pass when they give up 245 yards rushing?
Well, because you're not. Somebody has to pass because all they're doing is running the ball.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll tell you why they got 2 days off, too, because there was a 2-day special sale at Tom McCann on ladies' sandals, and Rex Ryan had to be down there so he could be peeping in the windows and shit.
I can't believe the Niners come out there and run the damn Wildcat on him with Kaepernick.
With Kaepernick, for crying out loud. Kaepernick.
That pissed off Steven, too.
And to some degree, they got punked because when you got Jim Harbaugh running a Wildcat offense using some dude named Kaepernick, a backup quarterback, to show you how Tim Tebow should really be used, that's bad. And it's a bad day for the defense, but I think they'll have more good days than bad. I am talking about the Jets offense. With a number one receiver who never really was a number one receiver, and then he got hurt yesterday and gave up the ball for a fumble for a touchdown. You got a number two receiver who's a rookie breath smeller like Similac wet behind the ears.
What?
He's hurt. He couldn't play. Supposedly, he's coming back. Jeremy Curley's serviceable. You got nothing else. Basically nothing, period.
You is serviceable. And don't you forget it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's yelling at the dude because he's serviceable. Curly is serviceable.
Hmm, well, thank you.
I hate the Jets ever since Mark Gastineau, man. I swear to God, I can't stand him. And I can't stand him ever since, man. And that's all there is to it. I hold a grudge. And it's not even because he did anything to any of my players. He was just that much of an asshole. One of my favorite plays of all time, Tom, is when he got a sack and got up and started doing his stupid dance, and the entire Rams freaking offensive line beat his ass. They took the 15-yard flag and jumped his ass.
Well, Steven's going to take a couple phone calls, and of course, this guy calls in. He's all about bringing on Tim Tebow.
Steve in Milford. Steve, is it Tebow time?
Tebow!
Yo, man.
Yo.
You want to hold on.
Hold it. You want to get hung up on? You didn't like that? Don't you ever do that again. I like that. You didn't like that? No, I don't like
do that again.
Make your point. Don't come on here singing Tebow. No. Hey, come on, man. He's passionate. He's just
passionate.
He'll hear a dial tone. He do that again. So why do you tell you that right now?
You're going to hear a dial tone if you do that again. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right. Don't you be coming on here doing nothing like that. Don't be singing no Tebow song.
Man, he got all up in dude's face, man.
Hey, yo, bitch. Don't be Tebowing in here, bitch.
Holy smokes, that's hilarious. Oh, by the way, the Jets are 2-2 and tied for first in their division, just in case anybody's wondering.
Yeah, oh, by the way, J.D. Marinko sent me that the podcast that all this came from. So thank you, J.D. That's now in my bookmarks. That's a weekly thing there that he does his Jets show on Monday morning. And by the way, Tom, he says that he is an amputee, so we now have permission to make fun of cripples.
Oh, okay.
And if cripples can't take it, they can go kick rocks and get over with it, he says. He's on the national sitting volleyball team, so check it out. We're going to have to go look at it. I will talk about him later on email.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. All right.
Now, but if it's – I'm a little confused.
Okay.
So it's anything could be amputee? I mean, what if they don't have?
What if they don't have
either leg? What if both legs are gone?
Well, then that's what they're on. She's on. Or I don't know if this is a he or a she. D is spelled D E E, so I'm going to assume it's a she.
No. I'm just saying anybody in general. You said we have fun. We have permission to make fun of cripples, but what if they don't have legs?
Well, then I'm going to send J.D. Marinko over there to kick their ass because she doesn't have legs either.
I know. So how can they go kick rocks?
Don't have to get on the United States amputee rock kicking team.
But if they don't have legs, how the hell can they kick rocks?
Dude, a guy with no legs ran in the Olympics. What am I going to tell you? You can get a couple of $1,000 friggin' prosthetics to go kick rocks with. Well, either way, we now have a superstar athlete on our side here.
Very
J.D.
good.
Marinko, number 18 on the USA sitting volleyball team. Number 18. We'll have to go check her out.
Kick ass, man.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
All right, so another caller calls in now.
The point I want to make about this Tebow situation, and excuse me, you know, I got a good laugh at it, you know, Stephen A. when this guy came on the radio with the Tebow. Give me a break, all right? When I first heard that Tebow was coming to the Jets a few months back, I knew it was going to be an utter problem. And not only with the hype and everything like that, but also, you know, getting in people's heads and especially Sanchez's head. That's I think, the big problem. And I don't think that, you know, Tebow is going to be the answer right now. And by the way, Stephen A., I love your partner there, Skip Bayless. He comes on the radio a couple of weeks ago saying they magic. I mean, what are we in fairyland here? I mean, we're not looking for a magician. We're looking for a quarterback.
Fairyland. Yeah, maybe.
Dude, it's like Abbott and Costello.
Right.
Hey, Abbott, let me tell you something about Tim Tebow here. We standing around over here in Fairyland.
You could definitely tell that was New York radio there.
Yeah, that's bad.
Now, here's the best part. Stephen A. was at the Jets game.
he was at halftime. He's going, yo, show us your tits. Show us your boobs.
Where's my goddamn game day hostess?
Well, you know, they do that on the concourse, right? That's what he's down there doing at halftime.
Yeah.
Show us your boobs.
Game day hostess. Where's Jen Sturger at?
You know, that's what they do, right? You know that. That's one of the things that they're known for. When Jets play it at halftime, they all stand around this one concourse and yell at every woman that walks by to flash their tits. It's terrible.
Oh, please stop your nonsense.
Dead serious. Stephen A's down there. Yo!
Well, he was at the game and he wanted to throw up.
I actually went to the bathroom and wanted to throw up, but it was too many people in there and I was at the football game and I didn't want to have to leak because I didn't have my toothbrush and my toothpaste on me and I didn't want to walk around with bad breath for the rest of the afternoon.
I got to tell you, if bad football makes you nauseous, Stephen A., you want to probably start carrying your toothbrush and toothpaste if you're going to be going to Jets games. That's because it ain't going to get any better. That team is toast. Yeah, what I'm going to love to see is watch the Dolphins just eat them up.
Oh, my God.
I know. The Dolphins just going to eat them up.
Okay, so this next radio clip is not Stephen A. Who are these guys?
Oh, yeah, well, this is from the Stephen A. Smith show, and I can't remember what his name of his partner is, but this is his partner talking to Stephen A. about something else that was going on in the game.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I feel like he has played putrid football. Look, there's a reason.
Oh, is he talking about Sanchez?
Yeah, he's talking about Sanchez. Oh, okay. Yeah, putrid football set us both off with what he's talking about.
That immediately told me what he was talking about.
And that's why I feel like he has played putrid football. Look, there's a reason that he's the first quarterback since Dick Wood to have 3 out of 4 games in which he completed less than 50% of his passes.
Dick Wood?
Oh. Dick Wood, Tom.
I don't even remember Dick Wood.
Dick Wood is it's the name of Natalie Wood's dildo.
Dick Wood.
Right.
Dick Wood.
Okay.
Dick Wood. Wood. Dick.
Why is that so funny?
Because we're 12.
Dick Wood.
Right.
It's that simple, and so is everybody else that's laughing along with it. It's a Pinocchio porn is what it is.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Hey, before the back to the referees, the regular refs are back, right? And we were talking about
right,
that.
Right.
So right before the Jaguars Bengals game, and I just thought this was absolutely ridiculous. By the way, Ed Hockley and his crew were working this game.
I'm so impressed. I don't like Ed Hockley. I mean, he's a decent guy.
You mean Hockley's, as they call him? Hockley's?
Yeah. His reputation is way overblown.
Well, I mean, they must think a lot of him. They did do the NFC Championship game last year. His crew.
Looks good on camera.
Yeah, that's what
you know what? One thing you'll see if Ed Hockley does a game, if they throw for a challenge and you need the call reversed and he goes under the hood, forget about it. Forget about it. It ain't going to happen.
He says that players, John, often come up to him and want to compare arms.
What a fag. You know, they call me Hockley.
Dick Wood.
Right.
He goes in the huddle flexing at him. Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Dick Wood.
Maybe Aya Bundejo came up to him in the Ravens game and wanted to flex with him. By the way, if you really want to have a good laugh, Google up Aya Bundejo and the images, and you'll see why he's making his stand about gay marriage.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
so anyway, you know, on the night games, like Sunday Night Football, when, you know, early in the game there, when the offense first takes the field for whichever team, they'll have, you know, they'll show the player introductions where each player says their name and what college they played for. Well, come on. CBS did this with the referees on Sunday at the Jets or the Jaguars Bengals game. Listen to this.
Ed Hockley, University of Texas, El Paso.
Rich Hall, University of Arizona.
Mark Hittner, Pittsburgh State University.
Adrian Hill, the University of Buffalo.
Craig Rahlstadt, University of Washington.
Keith Washington, Virginia Military Institute.
The University of Buffalo.
Yeah, the Buffalo University.
Give me a break.
Shut up. Go whatever. Who gives a damn? I'll tell you what, though, since you brought up Sunday Night Football, Victor Cruz scored and NBC played that damn salsa music again.
Yeah.
They did it again. They got the band. Screw NBC's. Screw this affinity for the friggin' Giants, man. What the hell is that? If Michael Vick would have ran one in, were they going to start, who let the dog out? Roof, 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 roof. Were they going to do that?
And probably not.
No. It's ridiculous, man. They play that stupid salsa music when Victor Cruz goes in the end zone.
The Packers almost got screwed again.
Yeah, I know. Shoot. The Saints, they're 0-4. But yeah, I know. The Packers just can't buy a win. I mean, they can buy one, but they can't buy a break.
That was definitely a fumble there toward the end of the game.
Yeah.
They couldn't review it. Once again, because the rules are so friggin' stupid and archaic, it's just ridiculous. And they, I mean, you know, had they lost that game, the refs would have cost them a game again. And these are the regular refs.
Right. Well, you know, not only that, but Colston with the with his touchdown was complete pushing off. He's grabbing the dude, throwing him around. Yeah. And, you know, if we're going to talk refs, this the end of the Giants-Eagles game with all the pass interference going on back and forth.
Oh, my God, I know.
That was ridiculous. I mean, some of it was pretty clear, like the offensive pass interference where he reached around and grabbed the dude by his freaking head and pulled him down. Pretty slick move. But, I mean, the Eagles were just playing football. You know, they called interference on things that were just so ticky-tack, things that I kept looking and thinking, are these really the real refs here? They're that ticky-tack? That was just ridiculous.
So, yay, we got the regular refs back, and everything's great now, right?
Yeah. Woo! Yippee. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad we have him back because they throw the flag when RG3 is running out to do the damn option play and gets plastered. The Bucks, I mean, he got drilled at the four-yard line, and they threw the flag, and I was even sitting here in my house going, that's ridiculous. That's not a penalty. That was a great tackle.
All right, let's go to break. Coming up, we have got to talk to Jerry Jones.
Mm, good.
Yes, we will do that next.
Bang Cartoon Radio. Radio.
Real refs are back. They were back last night. Now we all know for sure. We know for sure that Cleveland really sucks.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
In the 2008 Super Bowl, this losing head coach threw a hissy fit and stalked off the field. Ron John.
Who's Bill Belichick?
Correct.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush.
John Ben.
And Al Pacino. And you're listening to John and Tom
on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Whoa. Oh, I just ate myself.
Here's Romo, throws the sideline, it's picked up again! Major Wright playing center field, knifes in front of the throw to Ogletree. The Bears have a five-pack on Romo.
One, two, three, four, five.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, man. You know, I tell you, sometimes you wonder just what's going on with that. Because I honestly, I'm watching the game, and then when you see Cutler with his little bit with Mike Tice there on the sidelines, you're thinking, yeah, this is going to turn around quick. The Cowboys defense is going to step it up. They never got near him.
Oh, my God. What a horrible mess that was.
I disagree completely. I thought it was fantastic. I had never seen a Purdue quarterback do that. Like I said before last week. Now, who do you guys play this week? So I can curse you again?
The bye week is favored by 6.5.
Oh, the bye week. Yeah. Tony Romo might only throw 2 interceptions.
I hate football!
Especially when that stuff happens on Monday Night Football. Where you can have Mike Tirico talk about it, and you can have... I swear to God, does Gruden not look like a complete psychopath?
He does, man, and he acts like one.
I know. When they got that graphic between them, and he's at one side of the screen, and Tirico's on the other side, it looks like it's all Gruden can do to not rush over there and grab him by the throat and start shaking him around. Oh my God! Here we got Josie Wales versus John Wayne out there, Mike. What the hell was that? John Wayne never looked like that. He only got killed in 5 movies.
God,
and he never got killed that bad.
Picked off again.
Yes, he's picked off again.
He's picked off again.
Picked off again.
Lance Briggs. Hey, did you see him after he ran that touchdown? Like 5 plays later, he was still gassed. That old man had to run that touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, man,
That ain't fair. How come he can't just screw it up and throw it to one of y'all young guys?
Oh, man.
I feel for you. I've had quarterbacks that have been doing that for a long time. Yeah. The one that I've got right now, not so much.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a moment, but first we got to call Jerry.
All right.
Let's get Jerry on the phone. I'm sure he probably is not very happy.
Hello.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's me.
Jerry, you sound down. It's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, hey, Tom, how y'all doing up there? No, I ain't feeling down. I'm feeling all right. I'm not doing so bad.
Oh, good. Well, good. I thought you'd be more upset than that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. It's like this. After a tough loss like that, I've learned two things. One, you got to let it just roll off. You know, life's too short. You follow what I'm saying?
All right.
And number two, you take some ecstasy.
Take some what?
Straight. Just take some ecstasy and forget about it.
Oh.
That's all you got to do. And especially when you have access to the high class ladies that I do.
Okay.
I've been feeling great since about 2 a.m. last night. That's all that there is to matter with me about.
All right, Jerry. So what the hell went wrong with the game?
Yeah, I tell you what, Tom. It's something that I've discovered this week. I went and did some looking up down at the library.
Oh.
And you know what I found? Yeah, well, no, not really me. I sent somebody down there to do it. You think I'm going into a goddamn public library?
No.
Goddamn,
I thought maybe it was your library.
No. What am I going to put in my goddamn library? Coloring books? I don't know. Football cards? Something like that. Anyway, what we've found out is that there's an actual reason for all of this that supersedes anything that we ever anticipated. As it turns out, there's a word from the ancient Latin that goes, it's called toniramo. Toniramo is a word that meant dog with bone lodged in throat. So, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like he was born to give the goddamn game away.
But five interceptions, Jerry.
Look, Tom, you got to focus on the positive. Say, you ought to try this. It's not so bad, really.
All right.
You get yourself all you're feeling pretty. I feel like an octopus right about now. I'm fingers all over the place, and I got no bones. But, hey, the point being is, he was 31 of 43 with five interceptions, which really means only seven passes hit the ground. And, I mean, that's got to be worth something. I tell you what, you know, Tom, he really reminds me of some great quarterbacks I've seen in the past. I mean, guys like, you know, Vinny Testaverde, Jim Everett, you know, Tim Couch. Billy Joe Hobert, you know, guys like that.
Jerry, what are you going to do about this?
Well, God dang, Tom, I mean, you know, it's obvious I can't do anything about it. I mean, Lord knows, I'm beside myself, Tom. I try. And I'm a goddamn time. I work my goddamn fingers to the bone, and I mean, it is too much to expect that we can play a goddamn football game on flippity Monday night goddamn football without looking like a bunch of crippled blind kids being led around by King Retard himself. Goddamn it, Tom. We got the number one defense in the NF goddamn L, and Jay Cutler makes us look like monkeys out there. We look like Lancelot Link is our coach. Jay Cutler, it's like a kick in the goddamn nuts. Look, hang on. I done promised myself I wasn't going to get all excited and agitated about this, so let me just calm down now before I have my God, I just can't have me a goddamn stroke, Tom. It'll be ridiculous.
I didn't mean to get you worked up there.
Now, we got to talk about something else. Let me tell you what, I got a new puppy.
You got a puppy? What kind of puppy?
That's just the thing, Tom. I don't have any goddamn idea what kind of puppy it is because I sent Tony goddamn Romo down to the pet store to pick it up, and he done delivered it to somebody's house in goddamn Chicago. Oh, goddamn it. Now I went and got myself all worked up. Look, Tom, I got to go. I got to go fire some people. Otherwise, I'm just going to have myself a coronary. Margarita, get me some low-level asshole on the phone.
Oh, my God, John, he's losing it.
Can you imagine getting fired by Jerry Jones on ecstasy?
No, I can't Holy imagine crap. It.
Holy smokes. He's probably got porn playing on that big 60-yard wide TV.
Oh, my.
Some big giant orgy film or something from Russia.
That was something right there. Damn. Tell you what.
If he put Japanese porn on that big TV, that screaming might attract aliens.
Right.
What the hell's going on down there?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I am miserable today. You're happy, but our teams are both 2-2.
That's right. They're both 2-2. I didn't expect to be a playoff team this year like the Cowboys always do, because the Cowboys are always hyped up by everybody, and you know, so they always have high expectations. But I expected maybe an 8-8 season would be a step forward. We still have a rookie quarterback. I mean, the dude is a badass rookie quarterback. I got to tell you, Tom, he's badass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to brag for a minute. I really am. He's got a great quarterback rating. He's completing like 70% of his passes. But it's not even so much that. The competitive spirit is there, and even though he's taking the hits, he's bouncing right up and jawing with these dudes, man. He's got the head for it. I haven't had a quarterback in this city since Joe Theismann. I'm fucking happy.
Well, I like him. I do. I like him. If for no other reason, he talks about great movies.
You try to rise to the occasion. It's thinking a movie called The Replacements. You know, they said, great players want the ball in their hands when it's crunch time. So it's funny that I just quoted that movie, but it's also but it's also funny that, you know, that's how it is. That's how it really is.
Well, except he has to do it like Keanu Reeves, though. Great players want the ball in their hands at crunch time.
Oh, I love The Replacements.
Let's hear it for the quarterback. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Could anyone play better? Say, say. No, no.
You know, I can remember when they did that movie, man. There was a Ravens-Redskins preseason game, and at halftime they had Keanu Reeves out there on the field so they could have a real crowd. So
that's right. Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah. It's a fun movie, man. I like that kind of stuff.
I love to see a fat guy score.
Why?
Well, because look, you get a fat guy spike, and then you get a fat guy dance.
Right, exactly. That's the best part of a fat guy scoring. That's like B.J. Raji.
The only thing about that movie is Keanu Reeves is the quarterback, and I just can't, you know, he's at the line, yo, check, check, like, you know, like, hey, 45, I think, 12, you know, like, 9, yellow.
Yeah, dude, coach, that's why girls don't play the game.
Right.
California oranges, Texas cactus, we think your team needs a little practice, sit them in a high chair, feed them with a spoon, roll them up in toilet paper, kick them to the moon.
We are so easily amused.
Oh my God, that's funny, man. So yeah, I like RG3.
I should get Diva Lover to do that.
I like
I'm going to get him to do John Tilliard's five-man soccer team, a shout-out. And I'm going to see if I can't get him to do it in an English accent, or at least the best he can do.
This is a shout-out.
Right.
I am tired of this.
Maybe I can make him say something like, cheerio, mate. We can show that over in the UK, and they'll all look at his teeth and go, God, look, he's had braces. He's had a lot of work done. Oh, we're all off target here.
And I say yes, but smile from ear to ear.
Right.
That's right.
Now, who's the better quarterback, RG3 or Cam Newton?
Oh, I don't know, because I've only seen 4 games out of RG3, and I'm not going to be one of these fools that's put him in the Hall of Fame already. But I think that Cam Newton is getting a raw deal in the press down. I mean, they are riding the hell out of him, man. They really are. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what's sad? It's not even for how he's playing. It's how he's acting, because he's depressed and puts his head down on the sideline. Why is Cam Newton doing that? He needs to be a leader. And, well, you know what? He's in his second year.
Well, at the same time, he's probably never in his life been in this situation.
Right.
Somebody has to show him how to deal with it so he can lead.
Right.
He's been a winner every year of his life. Right?
Yeah.
So
they just assume he's supposed to know. That's what's funny about it.
I know. It's not like he can be RG3.
Hey, look, listen to Michael Irvin.
Cam Newton is the future of the National Football League.
Right.
Hey, I'll tell you what. When you look at what he did last year and you look at what Griffin's doing now, you probably see that they might start to turn to it. Now, we've heard that before with all the way even back to freaking Randall Cunningham.
Right.
I remember when he was on Sports Illustrated's cover, The Ultimate Weapon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you might start to see a little bit more of an in progress or an inroad now that you see single wing being run even more. You know? Triple options and shit.
Well, congratulations on your quarterback.
It's way too early to be accepting any congratulations, but thank you anyway. At his current rate, he's going to have to go 20 games to throw as many interceptions that Romo threw against the Bears the other night.
Oh, God. Yeah, I like to kick Dez Bryant's ass.
I'm not going to cry. You know, he dropped a lot of balls. What is up with that?
Not only did he do that, but he also ran the wrong route on that first pick six. You had the ball bouncing right off of friggin' Ogletree's hands for an interception.
Right.
It was just bad. It was just all bad. The whole team. It's on the whole team. I don't want to fault the defense too much because the offense kept putting them back on the field. You know, I mean, even when they had a chance to get within three, you know, the defense comes out, they force the fumble, they get the ball back, and Romo comes right back and throws another interception. How am I going to fault the defense?
Yeah, that one that he tossed to Briggs, I kind of shuddered even call it an interception because he got hit from behind and it just kind of shot off his hand.
Well, are they calling? I know they were. That was up for debate. They may end up calling it a fumble before it's over. I'm not sure.
They might, except he pulled it out of the air. So
they better decide soon because that could change some fantasy scores.
This is the Cowboys fan last refuge. God dang it! If I lose my fantasy points, well, shit, that's just a total loss.
Oh, I got no. I'm not involved. I have no no care. Well, anyway, let's let me change up here. I want to go to the Patriots game. There's a play going on in this one, and Brady is calling out the signal at the line, and one of the guys on the offense can't hear him, so he has to ask him, what'd you say?
Okay. You're done.
33.
Pop, pop. Louis, all right. Louis, all right.
What?
Louis, all right.
23.
50.
Read it.
Hey, read it.
Louis hard right, Louis hard right. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, Louis hard right.
I know. What? Huh? Look it up, you idiot. I like at the end of read it. And you hear somebody else go, yeah, read it.
You're done.
33.
Pop, pop. Louis hard right, Louis hard right.
What?
Louis hard right.
23.
50.
Read it.
Hey, read it.
Oh, Louis hard right. What? Number 32? No, 50. That's pretty good.
Louis hard right. Louis hard right.
What?
Louis hard right.
You fucking moron!
I don't know why that's so funny.
Oh shoot. It's funny because, you know, you hear him out there completely confused, and you're laughing about it because you see what Brady did to the Bills. I mean, he just destroyed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you suppose Vince Wilfork's wife was texting him during this game?
Probably. Okay. He said Willie Hard Right. Well, Louis Hard Right.
Well, here, these announcers are talking about Vince Wilfork and his wife. Listen to this.
There's Vince, and there's Mrs.
Lost
Vince.
Two on the play. She of the numerous text messages.
And she's not texting right
now. No.
I think she's got the phone in her hand. And again, she's the mad texter. Vince says he goes in at halftime after the game, 30, 40 texts from his wife telling him that he didn't play that two technique properly or he didn't get enough penetration on that pass rush.
Can you imagine?
The mad texter.
You're an NFL football player, and it's halftime, and you go in, and you're getting beat by a couple of touchdowns, and you check your phone, and you got 30 text messages from your wife telling you how you're fucking up, how your mistakes are, what you're doing wrong. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Can you? Well, that's the thing. What Dan Dierdorf's talking about is even worse. She's up there talking with the other wives. And you know what? Because he got such a big fat belly, he don't get very deep inside. So let me text him and tell him, your penetration is off today. Vince.
Oh, no.
What are you doing trying to make a swim move right there? He wasn't set up for no swim move. You know you should have gone with the power.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Smiley face.
I can't imagine.
God damn it. I'd have to text her back at halftime. Shut the F up. Go get a hot dog. Or I'd have to look at him after looking at her. Go get a half a dozen hot dogs.
Deerdorf needs a couple hot dogs just to absorb the spit.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if you paid $100 to go sit in an NFL football stadium and have to sit right under the press box where that guy is?
No.
Oh, God, it would be awful.
The first guy stands you up. The second guy comes in to strip the football. And that is how you do it, the way the Buffalo Bills just did it to Rob Gronkowski.
Fuckerin, fuck it,
right.
He stands you up, strips the football, that's the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, my God.
And the guy down right underneath the press box is going, is it raining? What the hell is this?
Scott Chandler is 6'7". Scott Chandler is 6'7".
That is disgusting.
I mean, you know what? I can understand he's a smart guy. But really, how did he get through his audition when he first started?
I slipped.
He slipped.
I slipped.
What happened to the running back going through the hole there, Dan?
I slipped.
He's got no teeth, you know. He was an offensive lineman for the Cardinals, so I'm sure that's why he talks that way, because his dentures are falling out all the time. And he keeps it covered with that big walrus mustache of his, that Andy Reid-looking thing on his face. Ugh, man.
And C.J. Spiller, not the biggest back in the league. He can't be all that excited about being absorbed by Vince Wilfork.
Absorbed. Absorbed.
But the secondary has been suspect.
Oh.
Ah, shut up.
All right.
The secondary has been suspect. I wonder if you get a discount for being in the Deerdorf zone of the stadium. You got to bring an umbrella.
I can't stand up, floor loser. Spoiled. Bort.
The secondary is suspect.
Suffering succotash.
Scott Chandler is 6'7".
Jesus.
I tell you what, I've said it before, the worst job in all of broadcasting is the guy that has to go clean off the microphone after he's done doing a game.
Right.
It's just ridiculous how they can let him just go out there and talk like that.
All right, you got any email?
Suck-a-dash. I got a few. For the record, I went and looked up our friend JD. I went and looked him up there from the Paralympics, and it is indeed a guy. So much apologies for questioning his manhood without knowing it just by looking at his name. So yeah, he is a guy, but you know, you can probably outrun him. He doesn't have any damn
life. Oh, jeez.
All right, so if you called him a girl, what's he going to do? He's going to bite you in the ass is what he's going to do. All right, this comes from a guy named Vince who says, comments, and in parentheses, Australian accent. So I guess that means that he wants me to do it in Australian accent, and I'll do my best because, as we all know, my Australian accent is one of my worst. So, here he goes. Tony Romo is a goddamn homo.
That's a quality email from Vince there.
Romo! Oh, Romo!
Romo!
Into nothing, hasn't been a nothing, and forevermore is going to only be a nothing.
I'm hoping that last night's game puts him in the mood to make another video. That would be awesome. That would be awesome because, you know, he's getting no hits anymore on his YouTube page. His shout-outs get, like, dozens of hits now. Oh, well. I guess at least he's got that column in the paper. William Berry, our old friend Drunk Bill, writes in. William Berry says, I saw the clip of two Redskin players injured as one runs into another guy who's just standing there. Did you see this, Tom?
Yes.
Pre-game? Yeah. 2 hours before kickoff?
Yeah, you lost Merriweather for the game, yeah.
Yeah, Merriweather, who said, you know what? I might have to play today. I better re-injure my knee. Ow! Man, who is in charge of at least making sure that we don't have accidents like that?
Unreal.
That's ridiculous. I mean, shoosh. Bill says, somehow I knew the guy running from center field and not seeing the only guy in front of him from his team was, of course, Brandon Big Bang Clock Merriweather. He's a Pats fan, and didn't Merriweather play for them? I think he did.
Yeah, they drafted him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
First round.
I do not know how good the other guy was, but I know that losing Merriweather crippled the Bucks' chances.
Yeah, right.
All right, good for Bill. All right, let's see here. And over on our Facebook page, every week I'm going to go ahead and put up the game day thread so anybody can make any comments that they want. And if they're funny or halfway decent, I'll read them on the show. So here we go. Diamond Joe says, great for Tom to man up and do the show after such an execrable outing from his boy Romo. Execrable. That's a hell of a word. But based on the outing, we might need a new show opening.
Did he think we weren't going to do the show? Because the Cowboys got their ass beat?
He's talking you in off the ledge.
I don't know.
Fidel Alvarez, make sure he brings up the Cowboys.com article. Troy Aikman wants to know more. Yes, have you known about this now?
Oh.
You know, remember we talked about this a couple years ago, Cowboys.com. They accidentally let it slide. Well, it is now a gay dating site.
Jesus.
Oh, it is now officially a gay dating site.
Oh, my God.
Stephen Shields, considering that Earl Campbell and Vince Young sell their own brand of sausage here in Texas, Tony Romo might want to endorse some too since he sucks so much meat whistle on national TV all the time.
Pickup again!
Ah, it's pretty good. Chip Underwood, how about my Lions, the most overrated team of 2012? I completely agree. Giving up 4 special teams touchdowns in 2 weeks. Yeah, I've been crying about my special teams, too, so you know what? Whatever. Dude, how is Calvin Johnson doing on your fantasy teams?
Well, he didn't do very well this week. Last week, he had a huge game.
Mm-hmm. Too inconsistent.
Like 160 yards or whatever and a touchdown last week. But this week, he only had like 60 yards, whatever.
Pigskin, Pick'em, and Gridiron updates, please, with Mrs. Bang from Ben.
Yes.
Oh, what did I tell her? Yeah, what did I tell her I wanted her to say last week? There was a comment that I wanted her to say, and I'll have to remember what it was. So not this week, but maybe next week we'll have Mrs. Bang make some comments about you fools. All right, that's all I got this week.
I would like to hear her say,
Dick Wood.
I would also like to hear her say,
I want me some glory hole.
And I especially want her to say,
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
Those are what I want to hear.
That was the one.
That's what I want to hear.
All right, we'll do that next week here on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. So that's all the email that I got this week. Make sure y'all hit that donation button. Really, my mother needs an operation, and I'm not kidding. She's on her last legs.
Yes.
We'll have to do that for you next time.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.